The Innisfil Farmers Market, IFM, is honoured to be named the 2022 Market of the Year by Farmers Markets Ontario, FMO. The award was announced at the Ontario Fruit and Vegetable Convention, which took place on Feb. 22-23, 2023, in Niagara Falls. Market manager of the Innisfil Farmers Market, Jamie Grant, said that it is a true honour to have been chosen, as there are many valuable and unique markets across the province. With 180 members, Grant told Innisfil today that the FMO evaluates markets in consideration of the award on three main criteria, including transparency of location or origin of items grown and made, community engagement, and value for the vendors that participate. The final 20% is weighted toward things like growth, sustainability, giving back to the community, accessibility, and the implementation of green programs. I believe that we stood out as we had all the programs, policies in place that they were looking at to make a well-rounded choice that added value to the community, said Grant. In addition to winning a trophy, the Innisfil Farmers Market was awarded a $1,000 grant. In the 2023 show guide for the Ontario Fruit and Vegetable Convention, the IFM was lauded for being home to 35 regular vendors that offer fruits and vegetables, meats, microgreens, cultural foods and prepared meals, which attracts an average of 1,200 visitors weekly, ballooning to 3,000 to 3,500 visitors on special event days. Opening at the Stroud Arena on June 1, 2023, the Innisfil Farmers Market will offer a plethora of products including strawberries, organic beef, and honey that are locally sourced, while welcoming a new food truck, Zuka's, as well as Barnstormer Brewing and Distilling Co. Brewpub Restaurant. Thanks for supporting our little market. It makes a huge difference to the 80-plus farms, businesses and community groups that utilize it each and every year, Grant said. To learn more about the Innisfil Farmers Market, please visit its website and follow them on Facebook and Instagram. Amber Green is a freelance journalist for Village Media Inc.